Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Meat and Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana and I'm back. I missed last week. My apologies. I went out of town for my anniversary, which was Valentine's Day, and we were gone for the full weekend, didn't come back until Monday, which was I think it was President's Day or something. But anyway, we were gone for the full weekend, and so it just really pushed my time back. I noticed that whenever I'm on a roll doing something, and then if I take a break from it, it seems like it takes so long just to get back on track. Like, and I think it has a lot to do with me not having like a strict schedule, I think. And I had started doing the schedule, and I remember I was saying how I like the to-do list better because I can like check things off. And I did the schedule for the first week, and I think I did it for like the second week more. But after I got back from out of town, I just didn't even do my schedule for the next week. And then this type of stuff happens. It's like behind a whole week. So I'm work in progress. I'm really working on getting my schedule down and ahead of time, at least a week ahead of time. That was my plan, was a week ahead of time. But since I was out of town, I didn't do it. And so it backed me up. And then I was just going to repost another podcast from like, you know, like an older podcast. But I really didn't want to do that because I'm like, I just want to stay current. I did post an older Valentine's Day post that I did that one earlier when we first started the podcast. When it was me and my cousin. I think I did it, or maybe I did it when I just had just started by myself. But it was a couple years old, but the information was still relevant. And when I listened to it back, I was like, oh, I want to replay this because this has really good information. And it's just like timeless Valentine's Day information for relationships. And just like overall, whether you're married, single, dating, motherhood, whatever. It was just good tips on, you know, how to handle Valentine's Day. Last year, I think I did it with Bree, the therapist, which was really good too. But yeah, that one was one from a couple years ago. So I posted that, and I didn't want to post another one last week from an old recording. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna just come back next week and with fresh information, when my brain is fresh, have new content to bring to you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed your Valentine's Day. I'm gonna jump right into it. So this week I wanted to talk about what you're consuming. And so I think that this is something that I'm really conscious of, just what I'm consuming, because I notice like anything, like the more you're consuming something, and that's just not with food, that's with like media, that's with music, that's with, you know, what you're reading, just everything that you're taking in, you know, it's important that we're paying attention to what we're taking in, because it really shapes us. Like, it really starts to shape your mind, your mindset. It shapes your tribe of friends. You know, it just shapes everything. Just, you know, the kind of music that you listen to, you know, and it's like, you should have the freedom to do like whatever you want. But when you start really thinking about your goals, and when you start getting older, and, you know, it's like, you really want to start paying attention to getting more good in. And it's not necessarily like stop doing anything, like, okay, I'm going to stop listening to this kind of music, or I'm going to stop. It's like, no, you can still listen to it. It's just, you want to make sure that you're getting more in that lines up with your goals. Like for me, I know, because I do this kind of work, I want to make sure that the majority of the information that I'm taking in has something to do with this kind of work, where it's something about marriage or relationships or motherhood. You know, I want to make sure that I'm getting enough of that content in so that I can talk about relevant facts. I could talk about, you know, regular, relevant conversation. And it just makes it easier to even come up with content, because I'm like in the know, I'm knowing what's going on. I'm like seeing the trends. And then also, you know, I've been doing the Clubhouse rooms, just trying to get feedback from people and kind of just see what people are talking about and get other perspectives and information. And I just think it's important, you know, that we're consuming the things that are closely related to our goals. And so I was going to do a reel. Well, I'm still going to do it. I haven't done it yet. On just like different, like either ors, like, what are you doing just to keep like, to keep track of what you're listening to or what you're watching. So I'm going to read the list off, and then I'm going to post this as my reel either tomorrow or Saturday, just so that you kind of get a visual and just thinking about it, just taking down some notes. I'm not going to keep you guys very long today. But I did want to mention just like a couple of categories of things where you're thinking about it. Because even when I was going over the list, I was like, wow, okay, some of these things I have not been consuming. I've been doing more of this or that. So the first two was like, are you watching reality TV or are you watching documentaries? Are you listening to the Bible, like reading the Bible, or are you watching the news? Motivation, are you watching motivational videos or are you watching more entertainment videos? Are you listening to more podcasts in the car or are you listening to more music in the car? For your reading, are you reading more romance novels or are you reading more relationship or self-help books? Are you getting advice from friends and family or are you actually investing in a coach or a therapist? Are you eating leafy green veggies for your sides or are you eating more french fries? And are you consuming more water or more juice and alcohol? So just that list alone just made me think because I was like, you know, what have I been consuming? And for me, for sure, I have not been consuming a lot of leafy green vegetables. And it's funny because when I was doing the comparison list, I hadn't realized, I'm like, you know what? I really have not been eating a lot of vegetables this past month because we've been eating out a lot. I haven't really been cooking. And even when I'm cooking, it's like tacos or, you know, maybe throw a little spinach in there, but I have not been intentional about my diet, even though I've been working out. I have not stopped working out. I've been very consistent with my workout, so I am maintaining, but my diet has not been on point at all, and I definitely feel the difference in my body. I'm tired. I'm much more tired, even though I'm working out. I'm much more tired this past month, and I know that it has a lot to do with what I'm eating. I'm like basically overeating, fast food and not enough leafy green vegetables to keep my energy balanced and to get, you know, the good nutrition in so that I'm sleeping on time and, you know, all that. So it does really make a difference. And even for me, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I did notice that I have been watching more TV lately and consuming less like documentaries and stuff like that. So it's like that really is like a little checklist for myself to say, okay, am I drinking water? Now, water, definitely. But I have been consuming more alcohol because I've been going out more. The restaurants just opened back up. And so me and my husband like to go to the little restaurants. And so we've been, you know, going out more. Plus, this is like our birthday season. So all of our kids' birthdays are between January and March. And so three of them are two. We have two in January, and then we have one in February, but then we have our anniversary, and then my husband's birthday was just on Tuesday. So we have a lot of back-to-back celebrations. So my alcohol consumption has been a little higher. And so I've been drinking water too, but I'm like, okay, I need to cut back. So for March, my goal is to start focusing more on my diet and, you know, what I'm eating, adding more vegetables, more seafood, you know, just kind of cutting out fast food. Like, and when I say fast food, even restaurant, that's what I'm talking about, restaurant. I don't eat a lot of fast food, like junk fast food, but just eating out, even eating at restaurants and takeout and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I need to detox from all of that because I'm noticing that I'm just too bloated and feeling more tired. And so it's good to just always do the self checks. And so that's what I really wanted to talk about. So I'm not going to keep you guys for too long, but more than anything, I think that a part of our self care is just really, you know, doing those little tallies or doing those little checklists of like what you're consuming, being mindful. I think I posted the other day, it was like how do you figure out if you need self-care? Because it's something that we don't think about on the daily. It's like when you're just in your schedule and you're just moving, like February literally flew by. Like we're already almost into March. And I didn't even realize that I hadn't really ate a lot of vegetables. I hadn't had that much salad. I haven't had that much vegetables, green vegetables this month. So I'm like, okay, I need to be focusing on, I've been having a lot more snacks too. So I'm like, okay, I got to be more intentional about what I'm eating. I need to be doing more grocery shopping and less eating out, spending too much money on food. And so it's just good because it's like we're never going to be perfect. You're not always going to be, just on point with everything because of everything that else is going on around us. It's like we get thrown off our schedules. We can get thrown off our schedules. But I'm like, okay, it's time for me to start checking back in with myself. So I think that it's just good, just at least like once a month or once every couple of weeks to just, do your little checklist. Like, okay, have I been watching too much of the news? Am I feeling really anxious about the pandemic and what's going on? Am I feeling, a lot of fear? What am I watching? What am I reading? What am I consuming? Who am I following on social media? What images am I looking at? Like, if you're feeling sad about, just anything that's going on, it's like, okay, if you're feeling really lonely, we are in a pandemic and some people are still really taking it seriously and they're really, still inside and they're not out and about and they're not in their regular day, they're not back at work yet and they're not in their regular routine. And so it's like, okay, well, what are you reading? What are you watching on TV? What are you listening to? Are you reaching out to friends? Do you have a therapist? Do you have a coach? Like, do you need more support than just like your regular friend group? So it's like, it's just good to take notes on what you're doing and doing those self-checks of, how much self-care am I getting? Do I need it? Have I been working out? Have I been eating well? Have I been taking breaks? Am I with my kids 24 hours a day? Am I getting any time alone? It's like it's so hard to gauge that just in your everyday if you're not actually sitting down taking a minute to think. And actually, I have put because my mind gets so full of stuff like randomly, especially like early in the morning, it goes into straight overload. But I've even scheduled when I did my schedule like a couple weeks ago, I even scheduled in like a brain dump, like where I just take 5 minutes and put a timer on and just write down every single thought that comes in my head just to get it out of my mind and on paper. And that was so helpful. So I definitely have to incorporate that for my schedule next week. But yeah, just being able to do little stuff like that because we get so consumed with just life and all these messages that we're getting all day, every day, and the people that we're talking to, and with our at work and our kids, and just it's just a lot. And so I do encourage you to take the little checklist and rewind it and see what I said about, well, actually, I'll just do it again. I'll read the two, comparison. So, what are you consuming? Reality TV or documentaries, the Bible or the news, motivational videos or entertainment videos, podcasts or music, romance novels or relationship self-help books, coach, are you talking, getting advice from coaches and therapists or from family and friends? Are you eating leafy green veggies for your sides or French fries? And are you consuming more water? Or you consume more alcohol or juice, sugary drinks. So that was my little list. And so it's just a quick little checklist just to see like, okay, what am I doing? What am I doing more of? Checking in with your feelings, like, what am I doing right now? What am I thinking right now? What am I feeling right now? Just doing those little self checks can really help you put you back on point. So for me, I'm like, okay, I know that I have been working out. I have been pretty consistent. Now, my workouts are not like nothing crazy. Like, I'm basically doing mostly the treadmill, just to keep it 100. I'm mostly just doing the treadmill. I'll throw a couple weights in there, some squats and some, some dumbbell exercises. I'll throw that in there every, like maybe once or twice a week. But mainly, I'm just doing a lot of cardio, and I know that I need to step it up. I need to start putting my programs back in place. I probably need to get a trainer. I need to get my trainer back, call her up and see if she can help me out a couple days a week just to keep me on track. I need some accountability there. And she also helps me just stay on point with my diet too. Like when I'm cleaning up my little regimen, cleaning up my meals, she really helps hold me accountable. So I might need to hit her up and see what her schedule's looking like, see if she can add me back in. So yeah, just do those little self checks with yourself to help get yourself back focused. Because like I said, I was so thrown off after my little vacation, my little mini vacation. It took me like a week just to get myself back in line and get myself back together. But it's because my schedule is not
on point and I need to work on that. And that's another reason that just showed me too. I was like, oh my gosh. So just because I didn't have my schedule ready for the next week, it kind of just threw me for a loop. So yeah, definitely working on that. So yeah, that's all I have to say for today. That's all I got for this week. I will be back next week. I'm going to do my schedule. Hopefully this holds me accountable and I actually get that done. I meet with a coach on Tuesday, so hopefully he's going to hold me accountable for that too. So, because I'm supposed to meet with him about my schedule and scheduling stuff. So I will check in with you guys next week and let you know what happened with my schedule, with my diet, how that's going. Am I eating enough clean foods? So yeah, that's what I got going on. So I hope you guys have a great weekend and a great week, and I will be back soon. Talk to you later. Bye.